Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go, the world's greatest radio. Again, you're in touch with The Compensatory Concept. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Our subject today is understanding racism. And if you missed the first hour, by all means, go and get that first hour and check it out and see what Mr. Fuller has suggested and give you some idea of what's going on. This is the second hour, the donation hour, and we call it that because this is the hour that we solicit to your donations to keep the second hour on the air. So make sure that you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage. And there is a yellow button there for donations. Just hit it, tax-free, all that stuff. Just hit it so we can keep on doing what we are doing. The phone lines are now open. I'm looking at them. There is a couple lines that are open. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call. Or you can Gmail me at the numero number 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. We are talking about understanding racism, and let's go to the Gmails. This is from Daryl. He says this, Mr. Fuller, Trump pretty much told four outspoken so-called women of color in Congress to, quote, go back to Africa if they don't love America, end of quote. Here on the fifth anniversary of Eric Garner's death, the officer who murdered him is still on the force, has had several pay raises and promotions, and the U.S. Attorney General appointed by Trump won't bring federal charges against him. So my question is, Mr. Fuller, is the veil off of white supremacy, and are we back to where things were 50 or 100 years ago when white supremacy was in your face and unapologetic? If so, why then do we continue to beg for apologies, especially when the offender continues to double down and say, quote, I won't apologize, end of quote.
Which means victims guarantee qualification, according to what I've written. That's a term I made up. A victim of racism can say anything, or should, is qualified to say anything that he or she chooses to say about his or her victimization. So if a person wants to ask for an apology, they can do that. I don't. And I have put in the textbook for victims of racism the recommendation that you never ask anybody for an apology, white or non-white, ever. You never, under any circumstance, ask anybody to apologize. There's three things you don't ask for, according to the counter-racist, compensatory counter-racist code, the suggestions I have made in the textbook. You don't ask for an apology. You don't ask for you don't ask for respect. Those are three things that you, in my opinion, strictly a suggestion, never, ever ask anybody to apologize for anything. Never, ever ask anybody to give you some love. Never. And never, ever, ever ask anybody to give you respect. Now, why do I say that? Because I should have reasons. Everything in counter-racist science, you should give a reason for it. Otherwise, it's not scientific. Just saying something as a suggestion without a scientific basis. Scientific means cause and effect. Doesn't mean anything. It shouldn't mean anything if you're not explaining what you mean. It's meaningless. So why is it you shouldn't ask for an apology? Because logically speaking, apologies should be given to white supremacists at some point, because they are very smart in what they do, the smartest people in the world, according to their record and according to all the evidence. The white supremacists will say, what we'll do, we will act like an apology is something really special. And we will teach our victims that an apology is something really special. So they will walk around all their lives agonizing over not having received an apology, quote unquote. And we'll make an apology precious, like it's some type of diamond, like it's gold, like it's more precious than a house or education. An apology. More precious than money. An apology. Yes. Like we are hoarding apologies. Warehouses full of apologies and won't give them any. So they'll think that an apology is a big deal. Our victims would think that. So we will withhold apologies. We'll be real stingy with apologies. And so therefore they'll think an apology has a whole lot of value. So finally, when we finally say, okay, we're going to give you an apology, they will think they got something. That's a trick, folks. That's a con game. That's why I say you never ask for an apology. Why? It's not worth anything. That's why. The white supremacists at one point will say, okay, for 200, 300, 2,000 years, whatever, you've been asking for an apology. All right. We're going to open up the warehouse gates and you just go in and grab all of the apologies you want. We're going to have a date set aside. This is apology date. And all you black people can drop what you're doing and come down and receive your apology. We'll have them all, you know, apologies in different... We'll have them in apologies written in pink ink. Green ink. What about gold ink? Yeah. Y'all like gold or green. I mean, you know, like some money is green, whatnot. It'd be like money. So we'll have warehouses full of, hey, how many apologies do you want? You want 5 or 10? Hey, let's take 1,000. I mean, I got a box full of them here. Now, you go down the road with all these white apologists in your black hands, and you should feel great. Think about that. What is an apology really worth? And so love is also, like apologies, something that you give. Like on this program, I have said, you don't ask anybody for love. And I've given an illustration back in the 1930s or 40s. There was a song, I've mentioned it on this program. I told you that I loved you, now get out. So anybody can say, hey, yeah, I love you. I love all you black people. Now get back in that ditch. Tote that barge. Lift that bale. All right? But I'm doing it with love. Remember, I love you now. You're still a slave, but you have my love. And that should give you more incentive to dig that ditch a little deeper. to get up early in the morning. Because now you love to dig ditches because you're getting love from me. And I'm giving it to you. I've been holding back on it, but now I'm giving it to you. You now have my love. You have it. You have it. You have it. But just continue to do what I say do. And you'll even have more. See, so apologists and declarations of apologists and declarations of love in the system of white supremacy should mean, according to logic, absolutely nothing. Now, because it's, even when you get it, when you have to ask for it, I mean, it doesn't mean anything anyway. Of course, it doesn't mean anything even if you didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing called respect, you can only give that to yourself. Now, that's something that black people kill each other about all the time. You're going to respect me or I'm going to shoot you. Well, what is respect? Respect is, according to the code, refusing to lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And letting everybody know that you will not lie to yourself. Now, in the system of white supremacy, if you're black, you're forced to tell lies. You really are. You're a prisoner of war. So a prisoner of war is forced to tell lies in order to just save themselves from more punishment. You're forced to say that you are free when you're really not. You're forced. That's mm-hmm. a lie. You're not free.
Yeah.
You're in a system of white supremacy, the most uptight system ever invented in the minds of people. So you say, I'm a free person, but you're required to say that. So you're forced to lie, but that doesn't say you don't have respect. Respect is something you give to yourself. There's no other source for respect other than yourself.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can give you respect.
Okay. All right.
You have to have it yourself.
Yes, sir. Looking for James from North Carolina, Tyreek from New York City, Jane Lance, we're looking for you, and Brother Muko of Baltimore. These are some of our loyal listeners looking for you right now. Okay, Mr. Fuller, the second part of that question was this. He says, the last thing you probably don't know about this, but many popular black celebrities, politicians, and civil rights leaders are now cussing out and disrespecting black people who are choosing not to vote. These celebs and leaders, end of quote, only care about beating Trump. The people choosing not to vote are doing so because they don't believe any of the candidates are pushing a justice agenda for black Americans. Mr. Fuller, can you speak to why cussing folk out for making a group decision is not proper protocol? Thank you.
In the textbook for victims of white supremacy, there are 10 stops that are listed. One of those stops is stop cursing. Stop name calling. That's another one. Stop name calling. Stop cursing. And generally speaking, according to the code, getting back to that term that I invented a few years ago, victims guaranteed qualification. Victims of racism are all equal. There's none of them that are bigger than others. I mean, some black people have titles that are recognized by the white supremacists, but that doesn't mean anything. Their major title is what? The N-word in the system of white supremacy. So it doesn't make any difference what your title is anyway. That's your title. And the other title that goes with that, same thing, prisoner of war. All prisoners of war are equal, regardless of what rank they had before they became prisoners of war. So one prisoner can't really talk down to another prisoner. We're just milling around in the prison yard. Now, I might beat another prisoner into submission, or another prisoner will beat me into submission, but they're still whomever. We all, as prisoners of war, have to answer to the prison master. even when we beat up on each other. So the code says, stop it. Just stop it. Let people make up their own minds what they're going to do. Because we're all equal prisoners just milling around in the prison yard. We can give each other our opinions on how to go about not being prisoners. But we shouldn't try to put the muscle on each other. Why? Because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Name calling doesn't work.
But
I'm not going to call anybody a name except the name that the person wants to be called.
Okay.
That's the way to go, according to the code.
Okay, but in, I don't want to say necessarily the real world, but I'm pretty sure you've heard this, Mr. Fuller, when people are conversating with one another, the MF did this, or the N-word did this, or all these profane things coming out of a person's mouth. I mean, you hear that, we're almost, it's almost a common thing. I mean, what say you about that?
Well, say that's a part of what we call black culture. We are proud of it, we say. All right? That's why I say it shouldn't be wished on anybody. Name calling. The code says you never, ever, under any circumstance, call anybody, white or non-white, male or female, young or old, you never, ever call anybody by a name or a title that that person doesn't want to be called. Never. Under any circumstance. Find out what the person's name is or what title the person wants to go by. Even if a person, you know, comes up to you and says, I'm King Jesus. I am Jesus. And that's what I want to be called. Call the person by the name that he or she wants to be called. From now on, call that person Jesus. Why? Because that's what the person requested. You're not losing anything by doing that. And all these other nicknames that you put on people and all like that, and the person says, don't call me that, it's not constructive.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Walk away? I mean, because I heard somebody the other day call some woman the B word. And I know that the cat didn't know her, but he said, you know, wow, man, what's up with that?
Oh, you mean what do you do when someone calls you a name?
He didn't call me a name. He called this girl the B word, and I knew that he didn't know her. But he just said, man, that B, you know, man, you don't know that. I just walked away. I mean, for me.
Well, I'm saying, the request. See, you can't stop somebody from calling you a name. So what does the code say about somebody who calls you a name after you have told them what you would like to be called, and they call you the N-word? You just say, okay, that's your choice. That's how you see me. So you're just telling me that's how you see me. So as a fellow prisoner of war, if it's one person of color, one black person talking about another, it doesn't mean anything in the prison yard. So when somebody calls me any kind of name, like anybody can call me any name, and that definitely white people can call me any name they want to call me, because they've done that anyway. I mean, even the name Neely Fuller, I mean, if you go by, like in the Nation of Islam, and Elijah Muhammad said that, you know, he said they called him Elijah Pooh. And he said he ain't never been a fool.
What the hell is
so
a fool?
So he gave himself a name.
Yeah.
And then you can call him whatever you want to call him, but he named himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He said, I'm Elijah Muhammad, you know, and I ain't never been a fool. And so the other family member said, yeah, you were born Elijah Pooh. Said, that's the slave master's name.
Okay.
That's what he calls me. He can call me anything he wants to call me.
All right.
But I'll call myself what I want to be called, and that's good enough.
Okay, now, I heard this lady, and she said this. She said that she was a bee. And I said, well, why do you call yourself a bee? She said, because I am. So she wanted to be called a bee. What say you about that? Do you refer to her as to what she wants to be called?
If a person tells me that, I would say, okay, I have permission to call you that. But then I would immediately ask, that's the compensatory logic now, ma'am, is there any other word that you wouldn't mind me calling you. Would you mind? What do people call you generally? Because I would somewhat be thinking logically now. Does everybody call you that all day, everywhere? When you go apply for a job, you say that's who you are, that's your name, that's your title. I mean, that, you know, I'm applying for a job, my name is Bitch. Say, okay, Mrs. Bitch, okay, you know, that's what you want to be called? Yes, my name is Bitch. Well, then I would immediately ask, well, ma'am, is there any other name, any pseudonym, which means a substitute name that you go by? Say, well, I was born Helen Green, but I like the word Bitch, you know.
Yeah.
Well, would you mind if I call you Miss Green? And if the lady says, no, I don't mind, you can call me Miss Green, you know, if you want to, I'll accept that, then I will call her Miss Green.
Okay.
Why? Because it makes her less problems.
Okay.
Because other people standing around will hear me call her a bitch, even though she asked me to call her that.
Yeah.
All right? And then other people will look at that as me being insulting or something like that, and it will cause what? The one thing you don't want to cause.
Confusion.
Confusion and a problem.
Yeah.
I got to explain to the entire crowd now why I called her that.
Yeah. So I asked her, well, why do you call yourself that? And she said, because I am.
Oh, well, I've heard black ladies down through the years said that that's who they are.
Yeah.
In fact, I was sitting in a car once, and two ladies were riding in the car with about six people in the car, and two ladies got out of the back seat, and they had been using a lot of profanity while they were in the car. So they said, they turned around and talked to the other ladies who were still in the car, and they said, now, I know you young ladies think that we are a couple of bitches, and we are. And they walked away, all right? But that was their choice.
Okay.
That's who they you know. Some people say being, you know, a black female calling herself a bitch or being called a bitch, that is a super wonderful a part of black culture. Some people say that.
Yes.
Some people who write songs say, hey, you know, if you can't call bitches, black female bitches and whores, if you can't call them that, you ain't got no song. I mean, how you going to have a decent song and make any money? And you ain't got that in there. I mean, that's a part of us. I mean, that's a part of our whole background. I mean, our sisters, you know, our wives, our girlfriends, or that other guy's girlfriend or wife or sister, that's who she is. She's a black bitch. That's what she is. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody should get on board with this. I mean, this is wonderful. I'm going to make millions off of this. I mean, you know, and look, a lot of people, like I said, apparently, I'm just going by what I'm looking at and what I'm listening to. They say, oh, that's just a part of black culture. It doesn't really mean what you think it means. It's just a part of the culture.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
And so the question is, is it constructive? Does it have a constructive effect? Because if we're going to have a black culture that means anything now, that word constructive has to be attached to it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's got no business being a part of anybody's culture.
Okay.
Period.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And here's a few that I'm going to share with you. This show right here, The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and Mr. Bobby as co-host, is one. This is Libby and The Quay Morgan Hill Show. Now, you're listening to this, but remember that all these shows are exclusive to Talktainment Radio. That is radio the way it should be heard. And all you have to do is go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage, and there is a complete list of all the programming that is on TalktainmentRadio.com. You owe it to yourself to give a show or two or three or all of them listen, or a sample, as we say in radio, to find out what the show is all about. And you'll be glad you did. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Phone lines are now open. One has become available. 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And our subject today, it's been a pretty good one, you know, talking about understanding racism, which is white supremacy. Not racism, as Mr. Fuller had pointed out, separating the two. It's the same. Racism is white supremacy. White supremacy is racism. If you missed any of the shows, of course, you could go back and check them out. Mr. Fuller, before we go to break, and I am stalling a little bit here because I thought we did have a call, and we don't. Here, in the news lately, what has, this is just for conversation, you know, so that we can fill in this space. What have you noticed or has piqued your interest in what's been going on the news-wise in this concept called the United States?
Well, what is going on is people are being more honest. Some people are being more honest. There's a few, very, very few, about what they really think. And that's the major thing. It seems that the focus right now is on President Donald Trump and his remarks on a daily basis, particularly when it comes to the race issue, which is always potentially very explosive and very time-consuming, and arouses all kinds of passions, which it's logical that it would.
Mm-hmm.
But when people ask me about what Mr. Donald Trump says, I say that people should always say what's on their minds, all right, and what people really think. Honesty is what we really need. We need to get rid of this sin, what the code book calls sin, is what? Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
That's how, just one word for sin, according to, you might say that that's a secular definition or whatnot. It doesn't pertain to any particular religion, but I say hypocrisy, showing a false face, a car salesman showing a false face, you might say, making false remarks.
Yes.
That's hypocritical.
Yes.
Hypocrisy is deadly.
Yes.
All right? And even though it could be painful for a white person to tell me, directly, and I've had white people talk to me directly in the old days, they say, Fuller, look, you're black and I'm white, and you know, I don't think I'll ever like black people, period. You know, I just don't like you. I don't like black people. I don't like being around them. I don't like looking at them. I just don't like black people. They, but Fuller, I think I can talk to you because you'll listen, because you always say you want people to be straight up.
Hang on, Mr. Fuller. Hang on. Yeah. We got to take a break here. TalkTainment Radio, and we'll come back to that, by the way. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are all available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to try to pick up Mr. Fuller where he left off at, because that was very interesting. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. I am Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and our topic is understanding racism. You can call in at 1-877-932-9766 or Gmail me, 7MrBobby@gmail.com. We will go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fuller, a lot of time I hear black males saying that they're married, and I'm just, this is kind of like a, my just opinion about that. You use the term of victims guarantee qualification. There were black people who were married in the bottom of those slave ships. You know, black people married out there on those slave plantations. And I guess my question to you is, how can you have marriage and white supremacy all at the same time? Because in order for you to be married, a system of justice has to be in place. And since those, since there is no system of justice in place right now, then your marriage really is non-void. I mean, what is your opinion about that?
That's true. Prisoners of war cannot be married. Look at it that way. I like to use the prison analogy because a lot of black people have been in what we call prisons. The code calls it greater confinement. But we're all confined. We're all born in prison. And the name of the prison system is the system of white supremacy. So prisoners of war are not married. We can say we are, but it has to be recognized by the prison masters. And we just get together with someone and say that we are married, and the white supremacist says, yeah, but I officiate over all of you. See, if you're a prisoner of war, you can't make decisions or make promises to your so-called mate. See, when say a married couple, for instance, has to have what? There's an old saying, to raise a child, it takes a village. Well, it takes a system to support a marriage. So if you're in a prison system, you're really not married. You can call a person your wife, but a person, a lady can say, I have a husband. These are just words. But you can't promise that person anything as a prisoner of war. Why? Because you can't promise yourself anything. See, marriage is based on promises made and promises kept. But you can't guarantee anything if you're a person of color on this planet to anybody, because you can't guarantee yourself that you'll even be breathing. If the white supremacists tell you when you're saying, I can't breathe, and the white supremacist says, yeah, I know you can't breathe because I got my arm locked around your neck. And if you die while I'm doing it, you're just a dead Negro, that's all. You're just a dead non-white person. Because I don't have to answer to anybody that looks like you. Ever. I have to answer to other white people. That's what white supremacy means. So, to get back to the point, you're not married unless the white supremacists say that you are. And like the illustration you gave, black people on the slave ship say, I marry you, you know. You and me are going to be, you know, husband and wife. But you can't be a husband because you can't function as one. She's in chains and you're in chains by the chain masters, all right? So when you get where you're going, you say, well, wait a minute, you're going to take her down, you're telling her to go here, that's my wife, we got married on the boat, and all like that. And that captain of the boat says, hey, this is a slave woman, she's my slave. In fact, I had her last night, all right, when I called her up from the bottom of the ship before we landed, okay? So you don't have anything, Negro, African, whatever you want to call yourself, tribal leader, you're nothing to me. Neither is she. So I'm saying, I'm selling her right now to this bidder here at the slave auction. And she's going down the river. You're going to stay here with me. End of story. So much for your so-called marriage. Now that has not changed. Because black people will say, well, yeah, I got a wife, but she's in California, but my job is up here in Minnesota. I got to do this, I got to do that. Say, well, how come she's not with you and whatnot? Well, I couldn't take her with me. Okay? Well, why couldn't her? I mean, our money wasn't good enough, you know, wasn't long enough. I have to move around a lot, I mean, in order to make a living. She doesn't have a job, so I have to move a lot. And my job calls, we can't have, you know, it's the type of job where you can't have your woman with you all the time. Oh, according to whom? According to the people that run my job. And that is white, black people's plight all over the world. Right now, as we speak, there are black males by the millions who are working on jobs in places where a long ways from their village where they were born. And they're sending money back to what they call their family. They don't really have a family. Why? They're not together. They're not looking at each other. That's all in their imagination. They can't be with the person. They say, well, next year, you know, as soon as this job, I'm a migratory laborer, and I'm in this foreign place, but next year I'll be back with you all. I mean, send me some pictures, you know, and show me who's doing what and how the children have grown and all like that. That hasn't changed. By the millions, dark people moving all over the world. At the bidding of whom? Racist man and racist woman. That's why they are moving around. They can't stay where they are. Why can't they stay where they are? Because the white supremacists have made it impossible for them to stay where they are and have anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what white supremacy means.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you don't have a wife. You don't have, you know, you don't have any, you can't claim your children as being your own. You have to send them to the slave master, to the captain of the ship, to get food and shelter, just like you have to get it if you're a person of color.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of white supremacy.
Yes, sir. Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. You can call in at 1-877-932-9766 or the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, at gmail.com to get in contact with this show. But it is at this time that we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. Mr. Fuller, the floor is yours. Go ahead, please.
You can get the basic book by going to the revised expanded edition of the basic book, 2016 edition, by going to producejustice.com. Go to producejustice.com, because that's what we are really trying, or should be trying, to replace the system of racism with. That is a thing called justice. That's the law of compensation. If you move something, vacate something, you should put something in its place. As Robert Rourke said, named a book by that, called Something of Value. Anytime you move something of value, you should replace something of value, even though that something of value that you're replacing should be better. What you're replacing it with should be better than what was there in the first place. Racism is something of value to the racist, but justice presumably would be better than racism. That's why the website that I have is called Produce Justice. But you go to producejustice.com, and what will come up on the screen is a textbook that I have written that will hope, that I hope will help a person of color to think, speak, and act to produce that product called justice. In the process of doing that, you'll be replacing with justice.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be using that to replace it, this thing called the system of white supremacy. You'll replace it with justice, which means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help, because justice doesn't exist anywhere on the planet here in the system of white supremacy. You can't have white supremacy and justice on the same planet at the same time. It simply doesn't exist. It's something that nobody has ever experienced, this thing called justice. But just because it's never existed doesn't say it can't exist, because we can imagine that it can't exist. We got an idea of what it would be like, nobody being mistreated, and people who need help, constructive help, getting that constructive help. That would be much better than a system of racism, which is a system of mistreatment of people.
Yeah.
And so you can get it by going to producejustice.com. And the book is addressed to the individual person. What you can do without having to consult somebody else and what they are doing, or look to see what somebody else is doing, you just concentrate on what you can do each and every day that will better your condition wherever you happen to be. That's what it's, because the theory is, the concept is, and I don't know whether this will work or not, but I believe it will. If you solve the problems of each individual person, you'll solve the problem of every person.
Okay.
That's the theory. Very simple, but I think it makes sense.
Okay.
It's logical.
All righty. Mr. Fuller, according to the USA Today polls on politics, it says that most Americans call Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen un-American. In a USA Today /ISA poll, 68% call Trump's attack on the four congresswomen offensive, but most Republicans say they agree with him. More than two-thirds of those aware of the controversy, 68% called Trump's tweet offensive. Among Republicans alone, however, 57% said they agreed with the tweets that told the congresswomen to go back to their, quote, original, end of quote, countries, and a third strongly agreed with them. All four lawmakers are American citizens, three which were born in the United States. When you hear something like this, now this is according to a USA Today poll, What does that make you think of that's going on here? I mean, because it's in the news, and you can't really ignore it unless you're not paying attention to the news. But what does Neely Fuller think about that?
I think about it, what the code requires me, the counter-race, which is, when I say the code, I just mean logic.
Yeah.
The logic that came with the universe. The logic says, ask questions, because evidently this is some type of problem. And so all problems are solved through the process of what?
Questions and answers. Yes.
So if a person says, I am anti-American or un-American, first of all, I want a definition. What is an American? If a person would say to me, Neely Fuller, you are anti-American, or you are un-American, quote, unquote. I say, okay, well, let's look at that. See, I mean, you know, when somebody calls you a name, what you want is go into question mode.
Yes.
And see what? You're looking for what? The truth. So first of all, you got to have, when you're using words, words have definitions. So I would ask a person who would call me anti-American or un-American, what is an American?
Okay.
What qualifies a person to be an American in all nine areas of activity?
Yes, sir.
Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And what makes a person un-American?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what is an American? And we might talk about that for 60 days, just trying to get that straight.
Yes, sir, I got you.
What is an American?
Mm-hmm.
And what is an un-American? And when is a person un-American?
Okay.
And compared to what? When? Where?
Yeah.
Whom?
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, we can't have a conversation that's going to be logical and going to solve problems.
Gotcha.
So you want to get the definition straight first.
Definitely.
And that's what I would ask if Mr. Trump said that I was un-American, for example. I mean, rather than start shouting and name-calling and all like that, I would just simply say, sir, let's talk, even if it takes 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
For us to go through in fine detail what is an American and what is not an American.
Okay, gotcha. Let's take a phone call. Caller, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Fuller in our remaining moments. Go ahead, please.
Good. Well, late morning, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby, this is Brother Muko.
Hey, Brother Muko.
How y'all doing?
Good, sir.
This is a place where we hold the CCA meetings, compensatory constructive action conversations. But what I wanted to ask Mr. Fuller, for my care unit in Baltimore, can you clear up how show-offism is the biggest problem amongst non-white individuals?
Yes. On page 119, sometimes I get my pages mixed up, but I don't think I got it mixed up this time.
119
of the textbook for victims of white supremacy.
Yeah.
At the bottom, I have the four basic show-offism among the victims of racism.
Yes.
Non-white people. That's the non-white people, the victims of racism. Now, what's number one? Showing off to each other. The things that white people have allowed them to obtain.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Number two, showing off to each other the information that white people have allowed them to obtain.
Okay.
Number three, showing off to each other the ability to belittle each other.
Okay.
I think we mentioned that earlier in the program.
Yeah, we did.
Name calling and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the form of showing off. We do a lot of name calling, calling black females bitches and whores and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
That's showing off. All right.
Absolutely.
Number four, showing off to each other their ability to make sexual impressions on each other. That's the four basic show-offism among the dark people, the people of color, primarily on the planet. And we should stop all of those four. Stop showing
Absolutely.
Off. Yes, that's it. Showing off the things. We get a few little trinkets here and there, a car, a house, or whatnot, or something to put in the house, or something to put on the car, or something to wear around your neck, and or go into, you know, a hair place and show off. Showing off.
Right.
Showing off to whom? Who are you showing
Each
off
other.
To? And what are you going to get for showing off? Who's
right.
going to give you anything for showing off? Okay? We don't ask mm-hmm. ourselves this. We should stop any kind of show-offism. And those are four of the basics. Now,
Absolutely.
I don't know if I answered the question. I just
you
described
did.
What the show-offisms are. And I said, stop these four show-offisms, all of them. Why? Because they're not constructive. That's why. Every move that you make on the planet, every day, every minute, is going to be in one of two categories. Something constructive, something non-constructive. Showing off
Absolutely.
Has not proven to be constructive among black people, among the non-white people of the planet. It doesn't do have a constructive effect. Showing off the ability to belittle each other, nothing constructive about that. It's going
right.
off, going around all day name-calling people. That's non-constructive. That's belittling.
Yes.
Trying to make people feel like they're nothing and whatnot, and that you're something special. That's showing off.
Right.
All right.
Right. Well, I
making
just
sexual
say thank
impression.
You for answering the question. And
yes.
I just wanted to let you on, Mr. Bobby, know that the usual suspects are really working hard in Baltimore against you guys because we got cut off at 10:30. So they're not even getting any of the valuable information that you're dropping over in our region. But as usual, thank you, Mr. Fuller, and thank you, Mr. Bobby, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Muko. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got cut off at 10:30.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, Mr. Fuller, behind the scenes because, see, your work is effective. A lot of people, not just here, in the concept called the United States, which is a corporation, but all around the world, as we heard from Aaron from Spain. But it's all over. They don't want this message that you have, your suggestions. They don't want to get out. They don't want it to get out. So they are doing everything possible to try to interfere with it.
Well, that's to be expected.
Yeah.
And that's the best that I can say. But in a war, we are in a war, and we're prisoners of war, so that goes with the territory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, if stop and think. When you look at what you call war movies, people who are prisoners of war are always trying to get messages out.
Yeah.
All right? And are getting messages to other prisoners, rather.
Right. That's why I gave that shout-out
yeah,
to them.
So, mm-hmm. therefore, the prison masters, they don't want that to happen.
No. No.
I mean,
no.
So that goes with the territory, so you expect that.
Right, right. And like I said, I advertised this show today all over my media page that you would be here to answer the questions and give an understanding to what you say at the beginning of the book and at every show. If you do not understand white supremacy, racism, what it is, and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Mr. Fuller, that's going to be the end of the show for today. We thank you, and we thank you callers and listeners. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.